Perek Yud Beis. Vayelach Rechavam Shechem, ki Shechem ba kol Yisrael lahamlich oso. So Rechavam goes to Shechem. Again, we point out that Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, after Shlomo dies, Rechavam takes over. Vayelach Rechavam Shechem. Rechavam goes to Shechem because all of Yisrael went to Shechem to be mamlechim. Now, why were they in Shechem?
Rechavam was introduced already.
At the end of the parak, you look right before that. The pasuk says, "Vayishkav Shlomo Mavosa v'yikaver b'ir David, Aviv v'yimloch Rechavam b'no tachta." No one needs to be embarrassed here. So Rechavam is in Shechem. The question is, why would Rechavam go to become king in Shechem? Why didn't he wait for everyone to come to him in Yerushalayim? The Radak writes that Nireki anevua asher amar achia shiloni liyiravam noda. People knew about the nevua which was said to Yeravam. Lafichach shalchu Yisrael v'karulo bikshu limso alila lahasev amlucha al Yeravam. They wanted to start a fight with Rechavam. Lafichach lo ratzu lavo liyushalayim elabao l'shchem shumei Ephraim. So they weren't willing to come to Shechem. In other words, let's make Rechavam come to us. If you want to become our king, so you come to us. So they don't go to Yerushalayim. And already we see a sign of weakness from Rechavam that he needs to go out to them in order to get them to become king. The Radak also writes, Adrash, Midrash Shechem Bezuman L'Puranus, Beshchem Inu Estina, Beshchem Machris Yosef, Beshchem Nechlaka, Malchus Beis David. Shechem is already a place where bad things happened to Dina, Yosef, and now the Malchus is going to be split, and that begins in Shechem. It would be appropriate, as Meir pointed out, to discuss who is Rechavam. We don't know anything about Rechavam. Why Rechavam? Where did he come from? The most obvious question I would have is, who is his mother? It doesn't say over here, but in Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it says, Rechavam ben Shlomo Malach Yehuda ben Arbaim ve'achas Shana. He ruled for 41 years. And at the end it says, V'shem imo na'ama ha'amonis. His mother was Naama the Ammonis, one of the many wives that Shlomo took. She was an Ammonis. Her name was Naama. And Rechavam was her daughter. Sorry, her son. The Metzudas David, the Ralbag, and the Malbim all point out that therefore Rechavam became a Rasha. Says the Rabbag, Kazabev Sipur Divrei Rechavim Shnepamim Lehodia, Ki Ayos Imo Amonis Hayasiba Sibas Cheto, Ki Gadol Al Minhageha, he was raised with her customs, Viaisa Ovedas Avodas Kochavim, Leis Ziknas Shlomo Kmo, Shakadam Sof Sefer, Divrei Hayamim. So therefore, Rechavim is going to sin because of what he was raised with Naama HaAmonis. The Malbim writes, She'avda avodah zara le'ezikna Shlomo v'hi yatza oso la'arshia. She advised him to become a Rasha. And so we see that the influence, if Rechavim is going to do anything bad, came from his mother Naama HaAmonis.
Is that true with the Gemara in Yavama Samach Yom
Rav
that says,
you mean Ayin Zion? You mean Ayin Zion?
No, I mean Samach Yom
Rav.
Okay, sorry, yeah. Keep going.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's get there in a second. I think you're on to something. But The Gemara in Yevamos on Ayin Zayin and Aleph also says that Rechavam was sitting in the chayk of David. Rechavam was sitting in David's lap, and David says, there are a couple of similar statements there. One of them is Pitachta Lemosei Rai, that you have. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have opened up my chains. I guess Shnei Mosaros Shahayu Alai Pitachta Rus HaMoavia V'Naam HaAmonis. You know, if anyone has a question about my lineage. You know, because of Rus, because of Naama HaAmonis, who ultimately all the other kings descended from. So you're right, it sounds like this is these statements are positive statements, that despite the lineage which seems suspect, so you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has accepted it, and it's okay. And you're pointing out that it sounds like they were more than that. It sounds from that statement that Na'ama Amonis is tzaddikus,
yeah,
right? So okay, it could be differences of opinions on the matter between the Mefarshim and Chazal in Yevamos and Echanami. Good point. The Mefarshim ask, how could it be that a Melech came from Gerim? A Melech can't come from Gerim. So the Ramban in Yevamos Memhema Beis. The Ramban in Yevamos Memhema Beis, and the Ritva in Kiddushin Yudal at Amud Aleph. So the Ramban Yevamos Memhema Beis and the Ritva in Kiddushin Yudal at Amud Aleph proved that if Aviv is Miyisrael, it's Mutter. As long as Aviv is Miyisrael, it's Mutter. And they brought Araya from Rechavam. According to Tostos and Sotam Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, who holds that it has to be Jewish from Av and Aim.
Oh. Where is that,
Mem Aleph and Beis and Sota. So the Noda Yehuda, comma, Choshen Mishpat Aleph. Is that right? That's what it says here. He writes that specifically referring to a Melech, which is Nismana al Yidei Yisrael, but not to a Ben Melech. In other words, if it's the first Melech, so then that first Melech has to come from Av and Aim, who's Mi Yisrael, but a Ben Melech does not need to. He also writes that maybe Na'ama was not Imo Mamish, maybe he came from the descendants of Na'ama HaAmonis, but it doesn't sound that way from the Psukim. Fine, so that's a little bit about who Rechavam was. He's the son of Na'ama. I guess a little bit of a difference of opinion as to who, how good Na'ama was, and whether and why it was appropriate for him to become the king from her. Let's continue. Yeah.
Why was he chosen? Oh.
So that's not clear. Yeah, I don't have anything on why specifically Rechavam is chosen. We don't know about them. We don't hear from them. I don't know. And we'll see. And we do see that Hashem played a little bit of a role. In other words, he wants Rechavam to fail. So I don't know if that that's part of it. But let's see. Vayikishmo Yeravam ben Nevat, v'hu adenim b'mitzrayim, asher baruch m'vnei ha-melech Shlomo, vayeshev Yeravam ben Mitzrayim. So Yeravam had been in Mitzrayim, and Yeravam hears of the death of Shlomo. Vayishlechu vayikru lo vayavo Yeravam v'chol kal Yisrael vayidabru el Rechavam lemor. So all of Kal Yisrael call Yeravam, and they go and they speak to Rechavam, and they say as follows, Avicha hiksha esuleinu, your father, he made it very difficult for us, he made the burden on us very difficult, v'ata, and you, ata now, hakel me'avodas avicha akasha, you should lighten the load of your father, me'ulo hakaved, asher nasan alein levinavdecha. We want you to be easier on us. I, how is Shlomo very hard on them? So the Radak points out that the taxes, b'mas shahaya male alayim, was very difficult, and we don't like, Shlomo taxed us too much. And says the Radak, what do you mean, Shlomo taxed them? V'yafal pichin lo yalahem li'israim. What were they complaining about, Shlomo's taxes? Ki b'shalva gadola hayu b'yamav. It was the best economy ever. They were living it up in the time of Shlomo. V'chol amas hayanakel alayim. Ki lo avar alayim shevet oyev. There was no enemies to fight with b'yamav. So what's going on here that they're so upset at Shlomo? So he writes the Radak, Siba ha'isam e'es ha'kel levakesh l'rachavam alila k'desh yifredu b'menu v'yamlichu yiravam. Really, HaKadosh Baruch was pulling the strings here, causing them to make up stories and get a little, exaggerate things and get more upset than they should have. In Echanami, they shouldn't have been so upset, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them reason to become upset so that he can ultimately lead to the downfall of Rechavam as was promised. So Rechavam says, you know what? I need to think about your proposition, whether I'm going to be easier on you or not. So Shlomo, so Rechavim wants to think about it. So Rechavim asks two groups of people. First, he asks the Zakenim. Vayivayitz Hamelech Rechavim es Zakenim, Asher Hayu Omdim es Pnei Shlomo Aviv Biyoso Chai Lemor. He goes to his father's old advisors, and he says to them, Eichatem Noatzim Lahashiv es Amazad Davar. How do you recommend that I respond to them? And they said as follows, Im hayom tia eved la'am hazeh, if you'll be a servant to this nation. Ba'avadatem ba'anisem, and you will serve them. Sorry, ba'avadatam ba'anisem v'dibarta aleihem dvarim tovim, and you'll respond to them saying things nicely. Va'yulecha avadim kol hayomim, and they'll be servants to you. Says the Mitzvudas David, Ratzalomer, tedaber, what does it mean, tia eved? Tedaber ba'achna k'eved, you should speak like an eved. V'dachna, ba'avadatam ba'anisem, tavod osam, so you should speak to them nicely. You should be machnia yourself towards them. You should not be so harsh on them, and that's the advice that the zakenim give. He leaves the advice of the zakenim. Asher gadlo ito asher haomdim lefanav. He goes and asks the younger aristocrats who he grew up with in the city of Yerushalayim, and he asked them for their advice. Now the Malbim points out, based on the Gemara in Megillah Lamed Aleph and Beis, as well as the Gemara in Nedarim Memon Aleph, that the Malbim writes, Yaf Amru Chazal Al Zeh Stiras Zakenim Binyan. The Gemara there says, Im Zakenim Omrim Sesor. If Zakenim tell you to destroy, and children tell you to build, Sisor, you should destroy. Ki stira Zakenim binyan, because the stira of a Zaken is a binyan. That sometimes you need to destroy in order to build. And that's the mistake that Rechavam makes over here. That they're advising him to be Soser. In other words, you're going to lessen your power a little bit, but it's almanas livnos, because ultimately that will make you stronger. And the advice, as we'll see, of the Yiladim is not the same. The Ralbag, now his Toelis now have restarted. They're found in Perek, at the end of Perek Chaf Beis. So Toelis Beis is Laodia ki tova eitza yimsa b'zakenim. You get good advice from Zakenim. Better than the Na'arim. Ki ora chayamim yiten l'zakenim tova eitza. Because of their long lives and their life experience, Zakenim know better, and therefore it's kedai to listen to them.
What was that?
That was in the Rabag Toelis Beis, in his new counting at the end of Perek Chaf Beis. So, what do they say? Vayomer aleihem, ma atem noatzim? What do you recommend? V'nashiv davar asa'am? What should I respond to the nation? Asher dibru elai leimor, hakel min ol asher nasan avicha aleinu. They want me to go easy on them. Vayidabru elai vayiladim asher gadlu ito leimor. Ko tomar la'am. This is what you should say to them. Lamazeh. Asher dibru elecha leimor avicha echbid esu leinu v'ata hakel min aleinu. This is what you should say to them. Ko tadaber aleihem. Kotni ava mimasne avi. My pinky is wider than my father's waist. Okay? If you thought that my father was big and strong, so my pinky is going to be even stronger than that. Ve'ata, avi ha'mis aleichem al kaved, my father placed on you a big burden, v'ani osif alochem, I'll make it even greater. Avi ser eschem bashotim, v'ani ayaser eschem ba'akorim, my father tortured you with whips, I'm going to torture you with those whippy things that have spikes sticking out of them. I think that's the proper definition of akrabim. Is there a word for that? A mace? Yeah? How do you spell that? Okay. So that's the response, that's the advice of the Eladim, to go harsher, be harsher on them. Vayavo Yeravam, Vichola Amel Rachavam Bayomashlishi, Kasher Dibar Melech Lemor, Shuvelai Bayomashlishi. So they return on the third day and they want to hear the answer of the king. Vayana Melech Asam Kasha. He responds harshly. Vayazovis Atsas as a Kanim Asher Yatsu. He leaves the advice of this Kanim. Vayadaber Alem Katsas Yeladim Lemor. Avi Hichbiris Ulchem, Vaniosif Aluchem. Avi Sar Eschem Bashotim, Vania Yaser Eschem Bakravim. Notice what's missing. Kani Avim Yosne Avi. So the Mishpat Zozov points out that it wouldn't have been Kavadik to his father to speak that way, and therefore he left out that one.
That would have been very foolish to say, I think.
Well, everything he said so far is foolish to say. V'lo shama melech el ha'am. So why did the king not listen to the nation? Ki aisa siba meyem Hashem l'man hakim es tevaro asher diber Hashem b'yad achi ashiloni el Yeravim ben Nevat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to make a nevuah that was said to Yeravim ben Nevat come true. And therefore, he makes Rechavam make this mistake. The Malbim writes, sorry, let's back up. First, in Mitzvah, David says, Ki Aisa Siba Ratzalomar Lo Bavor Godo Sichluso. He was not such a fool, Rechavam. He was not a fool. Heshev Mash Heshev Ki Me Hashem Aisa. It was because Hashem made him make this mistake. Says the Malbim, Hagam shanavua shina be hanavi l'ra'as ish echa tishtana l'famim. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu worried about? In other words, if there's a nevuah that's supposed to be bad, let's say the nevuah was bad, this is a bad nevuah for Rechavam, so let Rechavam do tshuva, and the nevuah can change. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to change his meddle with his bechira in order to make it come true? Lo kein, says the Malbim, im mu reves batovel ish acher. So here it was good. It was a good nevuah and a bad nevuah. It was a good nevuah for Yeravam and a bad nevuah for Rechavam. So here the tshuva of Rechavam can't help. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to get involved because he promised a good thing to Yeravam and that has to come true. The promise to Yeravam cannot change, and therefore you have to make sure that it does not. Oh, so let's go to the next problem, which is how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take away Rechavim's Bechira? Okay, he needed to keep the he needed to do something to make sure that Yeravim's Nevuah took place, but it's not fair. Rechavim's Bechira, since when do we meddle with people's Bechira? And we asked Akasha by Paro and lots of Rishayim. I haven't seen Rechavim be a Rasha yet. So why does Rechavim deserve to have his Bechira taken away from him? Well, not yet. I just learned about Rechavam. What did he do bad? He made a mistake. And the mistake was because Hashem. I don't know anything bad about him. So you want to say he's such a Rasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats him like Paro?
But anyway, even if the Nevuah had to be fulfilled anyway, why is it there's no Bechira? Why is it Dafi?
So let's just spell it out. Okay, it could be that there's an obvious teretz to this. It could be the most obvious thing is as follows, and maybe this is what's bothering you. When are we bothered when someone takes away someone's bechira? When Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away someone's bechira, when it's meddling with whether you're doing a mitzvah or an avera, and you're forcing someone to continue to do an avera, so that's not right. But when I'm taking away your bechira and making you decide to cross the street to affect somebody else, so it has nothing to do with mitzvos. Hakol b'day shemayim chutz miyura shemayim. So when it comes to yura shemayim, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not supposed to meddle with our bechira. But who said that when it comes to other things which have nothing to do with Isser v'Heter, so maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can meddle with our bechira? Maybe that's the simplest answer, but it's not the most geschmack answer. Because this is incredible. This is amazing. This is one of my most favorite Ma'amakomos, I think, in all of Sefer and Malachim. Okay? Here it is. Maybe that was too much of a build-up. In Mishlei, Perakov Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, it says, Pal Ge Mayim, Lev Melech Biyad Hashem, Al Kol Asher Yach Bo Tziyatenu. The lev of a melech is Biyad Hashem. Says the Ralbag, and similarly the Malbim writes. I'll read for some words from the Ralbag. Where to go? Oh. Hinei lev ha-melech ha-ritzonu hu biyad Hashem. The lev of a melech and his ratzon, it's in the hands of Hashem. just like Palgei Mayim, Shiyuchu La'atosam Elasher Yeh, he could turn him wherever he wants. Kein Yatzeh Hashem Yisbarach Lev HaMelech Al Kol Asher Yachvos. Ki Pu'ulos HaMelech U'machshavosav Hem Mugbolos Me'Hashem Yisbarach V'hu Kmo Shliach Hashem Yisbarach B'mashi Yaseyu. A king is a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh Kaluhu Miyosher HaChachma Elokis. This is from the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ilu hayapoel HaMelech Be'ilu HaDvarim. If a king was allowed to do whatever he wanted, Masr l'bechiraso, and he had full bechira, b'shlemos, hayazeh ha'inyan sakana nifla el ha'am asher tachas ha'melechahu, be a tremendous danger to the nation. U'lezeh lo azav Hashem Yisbarach kol zos ha'anhaga l'melech. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow such a thing to be in the hands of a melech. Ki gavo me'al gavo shomer. The Rabbag is explaining this pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the bechira away from a king. A king, in fact, I don't know if he has no bechira, but he certainly said he doesn't have a full bechira, because it would be too much of a danger to leave Klal Yisrael, or maybe any nation, at the hands of the bechira of one person, of a melech, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is controlling what a melech does. And that can explain... Again, there's no problem with this question by Rechavim. How can Hashem make Rechavim do such a thing? We're dealing with a melech. And when it comes to a melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants. I think I heard this from Rav Yaakov Rablowski, who heard this from Moshe Tuckman. I don't remember if I verified this with him.
Yeah.
But he heard from Reuven Feinstein, Shlita, who heard it from Rav Moshe Zatzal.
Wow.
That Rav Moshe said, Rav Moshe used to say that it was very important to vote, but not for president. Rav Moshe wouldn't vote for president because there was no point. Because whoever would win, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling him anyway. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him what to do. So what do I need to vote for the president? That's what I have a Masorah for Rav Moshe. Okay? Unbelievable idea. Certainly something to think about as we get ready for the Republican convention and everything that's coming up. A very interesting way of dealing with this issue, that a melech doesn't have bechira. It happens to be, by the way, that the gra, listen to this, the gra in this pasuk of Palgei Mayim Lev Melech B'yad Hashem, so the Vilna Gaon on his Perish to Mishlei writes that melech there is referring to a Talmud Chacham. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mata the dvarim of a Talmud Chacham to make sure that the halacha comes out the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to. So just like, that's what the Gra says. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls what a melech says, he controls what happens with Talmidei Chachamim so that Torah will be taken care of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to come out. Chaf Aleph Aleph. Oh, now you're interested in the Pasuk of Mishnah. Just joking. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so the let's just wrap this up. Tez Zayin. Vayar Kol Yisrael. Pasuk Tez Zayin. Vayar Kol Yisrael Ki Lo Shama HaMelech Aleihem. So Klal Yisrael sees that the king doesn't listen to them. Vayashivu Ha'am Es HaMelech Davar Lemor. So then they respond, Ma Lanu Chelek B'David V'lo Nachla B'Ben Yishai. So what Chelek do we have with David anyway? Who needs Ben Yishai? Lo alecha Yisrael, go back to your tents. Ata rei veischa David. David, you see your house. Look at your house. Look what it is. Vayelach Yisrael, lo halav. What does it mean, rei veischa David? Says the Radak, two possibilities. Klomar rei minish arimcha. Val eza bayis timloch. Look at what your house is going to become. Look who's left in your house. Nobody. Ki lo kol beis Yisrael. And the other opinion, the Radak quotes, the drash, rei veischa David, referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Does that mean that something's going to happen to the Beis HaMikdash? Does that mean you're only going to have the Beis HaMikdash? I'm not sure what that means. It's very interesting to note. You have your Tanakh here?
Yeah.
The Lashon of Sheva ben Bichri in Shmuel Bey's Parakaf is exactly the same thing. Malanu Chelek B'David. When Sheva ben Bichri starts a rebellion against David HaMelech, he also uses the same Lashon of Malanu Chelek B'David. Does he also say Vlo Nachla B'Ven Yishai? Can we get that? Parakaf? I didn't say Pasuk Beis.
I know,
but okay, yeah. Oh, you already made the Tahara in your notes?
Right? Yeah. What is it?
Yeah. The Milcha Shai here quotes it. Ain lanu chelik b'davar lo nachla lanu b'ben Yishai.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow. So unbelievable. So this is amazing because remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kofal Mevei says that Yeravim ben Nevat, who Nevat, who? Sheva ben Merkri. Okay, maybe that was the impetus for such a statement. So that's certainly very interesting. The Rashi and the Radak on the Pasuk in Hosea, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Hey. No, Shea Gimel Hay. The pasuk there says,
"Kaf Aleph."
So now we're in Hosea Gimel Hay. It says, "Achar Yashuvu Bnei Yisrael Ubikshu Es Hashem Eloheim." Afterwards, Bnei Yisrael will return to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ubikshu Es Hashem Eloheim. Ves David Malkam. Upachdu El Hashem Vel Tuvo Ba'achris Hayamim. These three things are going to happen. Says Rashi and the Radak, quoting a Medrash. Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, b'shlosha dvarim ma'asu bnei Yisrael b'mei Rechavam. Klal Yisrael was disgusted with three things at the time of Rechavam. B'malchus Shemayim, u'b'malchus Beis David, u'b'beis Hamikdash. Hada hu d'chsiv ein lanu chelik b'David. So that's how they were disgusted with the Beis David. K'mashmo. La'ohalecha Yisrael, al tikri la'ohalecha, ela... Elohecha. Okay, so that's number two. They went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Re'eh Beis HaDavid, Zeh Beis HaMikdash. So they rebelled here against three things. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Asya, Ein Marin Simtov LiYisrael, Ad SheYachzru VeYivakshu Shloshtan. Only when they return to all three will good come to Klal Yisrael. Hadu D'Chsiv, over here in Hosea, Achar Yashuv V'nei Yisrael, Ubikshu Es HaShem, Zu Malchus Shemayim, Bez David Malcolm, that's David, Upachtu al Hashem Vel Tuvo, Zeh Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So here, when they rebel against Rechavim, they're in fact rebelling against three things, and Amir Tzachem, we should return to all three of those things, Bekarov. Just to get to the beginning of Yeravam, so let's just do a few more Pesukim here. Uvnei Yisrael, Pasuk Yizayin, Uvnei Yisrael HaYoshvim Barei Yehuda, Vayimloch Aleihem Rechavim. So it seems that Klal Yisrael has rejected Rechavam. They haven't made Yeravam king yet. Bnei Yisrael are still, some of them, seemingly Yoshvim in Arei Yehuda. And therefore Rechavam is in control at least of the Bnei Yisrael who are in the Arei Yehuda. And he's king over them. So the Malbim points out, the Yasser HaShvatim Nisharu Belo Melech. Va'adon Lo Pashubo. And they still were not Poshea against him. If he would have just left them alone, maybe there was still hope. Aval, what happens? Rechavim doesn't allow them to say, we don't want anything to do with you. He sends Adoram, who was in charge of the taxes in the time of Shlomo, and what do they do to him? He's stoned to death. Rechavim is forced to flee to Yerushalayim. By Yifshu Yisrael beveis David adayom hazeh. That's when they completely reject Rechavim, and that's when Yeravam takes over. Pasuk Chaf. Ahi kishmal kol Yisrael kishav Yeravam veyishlechu vayikru oso el ha'eda vayimlichu oso al kol Yisrael lo ayachare beis David zulasi shevi yul levado. David only has Sheva Yehuda, which we know means, as the Radak again points out, Yehuda and Binyamin. Vayavo Rechavim Yerushalayim, Vayakel as Kol Beis Yehuda, Vesheva Binyamin, Mea Ushmonim Elef Bachur, Osei Milchama. He is not giving up. He gathers 180,000 soldiers. Lihi Lachem in Beis Yisrael, Lahashivas Hamlucha, Lerechavim Ben Shlomo. Rechavim would like the kingdom to be his, and he's ready to fight for it. Frek the Mishpah Zozov, who gives them a right to fight a war against Klal Yisrael, not an enemy nation? Oh, so you're asking, well, it was Merid the Malchus. Well, says the Mishpat Zozov, it wasn't Merid the Malchus. Because the Radak in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Ches, said, if we recall, right, that when Rov Klal Yisrael don't want the Melech, it's not considered a merit. And that's what they said by Avshalom as well. That not everybody was Chayiv Misa because it was Rov Klal Yisrael.
No, but that's only the Achar, the merit. The Meshech HaMered, the Pasuk Chayiv Misa, you can put down the merit. It's only the Achar merit that you can... Why? It's that they don't have a continuing din. They don't continue to have a din of a Bar Katala. But it's what the Melech can't put down his own merit?
Not if all of Klal Yisrael is against him.
So we're democratic now? If Klal Yisrael votes against him...
Yeah, let's read the Radak again and we'll decide.
Okay.
Radak in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Ches says... You want to focus on Shis Chayiv Misa?
Yeah.
So you want to suggest that while they're being moraid,
it's
problematic and you're allowed to stop?
Yeah.
But afterwards, it just means they don't have a din.
The term. Because there's a
but during they do have a din ketala?
Yeah, you can stop the merit by whatever it takes.
You're allowed to kill them?
Yeah, that's to stop the merit.
Okay, so I think what Meir was also asking was, is this really Merid the Malchus if they know that he was dead? I guess you could still consider it Merid the Malchus until Yerubim is officially the king. Maybe not. Okay, so if you want to go with your Mahalach is not so posh it either. Right?
Agreed. But okay, saying, but he doesn't. But it's clear that
you're so against democracy.
What? I'm very against
it. Okay.
Well,
so
Rechavim doesn't know yet that there's a nevuah. That's clear. Because the next psukim, once he finds out there's a nevuah,
who doesn't know?
Rechavim doesn't know. There's a nevuah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. The
okay. Fine.
But how's that's? It looks like the next psukim say that. No.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, the Mishnah Zav has two suggestions. Number one. He says based on the Brisker Rav, who says that there's a concept of Kfir B'Malchus based David, and your Chayiv Misa. For Kfir B'Malchus based David, so because it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim, which is Nichlal in the Iker about Mashiach, so therefore the Chayiv Misa. But why wasn't that true by Avshalom there as well? Because Avshalom was also from Malchus based David. Good. He also quotes an Avnei Nezer. I think he quotes it, or I don't know. I don't know how I would have found it. Avnei Nezer in Yoredeya Shin Yud Beis. Yud Ches says that he went against them because of a din of Morib Malchus. V'chiyach mizad yeshchiyav lahamlech melech shekibal Malchus b'Yerusha. Af sheish machlokes. Di lavach yeicha yamutr lilachem negdam. So in other words, he's bothered. How could it be that he fought against them and made a war? And he's just saying, like, I'm in Pasha. But of course, it's Merid B'Malchus. In other words, he doesn't seem to assume like the Radak. And therefore, this is obviously Merid B'Malchus. Even if you don't like him, and even there's a Machlokas, he had the kingdom from Yerusha. So who allows you to be murdered against him? Okay, you're right. So it seems like a machlok between the Avnei Nezer and the Radak on this matter. Fair?
Yeah.
Okay? Good.
If that's true, then the Radak is not helping. He's managing the
democracy. Yeah. I think the Reitz Rabbinic website, they sent out an email when all the protests were going on in Egypt, and they sent up Savar Makomos about...
Oh, yeah?
Read the Malchus. So I think they put on there that Radak.
Really?
Yeah. I ain't shum. I'm not a Bucky in
Reads
emails, but I did notice that. Okay. So with that, we didn't even finish. So he sends 180,000 people. Pasuk Aviz Vayid Var Elokim Al Shmaya Isha Elokim. Lemor and moral Rechav Meshlom Melch Yehuda Vel Kol Beis Yehuda Binyamin Yasser Am Lemor Ko Amar Hashem Lo Salu Velo Silachem Unim Achechem Bnei Yisrael Shuvu Ish Leveso Ki Meiti Niya Adavar Hazeh. This is from me. It's from Akash Baruch Hu. Vayishmus Var Hashem Vayishuvu Lelaches Kedvar Hashem. They go back. They don't fight. And that begins the Tekufa of the split in Klal Yisrael, Rechavim is king over Yehuda, and Yerava begins his reign over the rest of Klal Yisrael, which we'll see next week, will quickly turn sour. Emir Tashem, are we on next week?